Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Going on. Welcome to episode 120 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on what's probably not going to be an NPC mini. We got not only player 2, player 3, and player 4. The Nintendo Shack has taken over. We got Jason, Donnie, and Caro. Jason, how are you, dude?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Donnie, how are you?
Greetings, Koobalings. Suffering from a little chest cold, but I'm here. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Not again. I couldn't do it again. Couldn't do it to you twice.
Not again. And Caro, how are you?
Hey, I'm here. I'm not in the chat, but I'm here.
It's awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, that music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. The official one has a different name. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick up Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, Console Wars, so many good books to listen to. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat and check out their chairs, the Master Series, Grandmaster Series. Back to school sale right now. I believe the chairs are $30 off right now. And if you use my link, you save an additional 10. All right. Go to n64josh.com/OPC. You'll automatically save 10 at checkout. All right. I think that's it for the ads. Let's get to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right. We do the show live, twitch.tv/n64josh, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I want to say what's up to everybody in chat. Yikum, Hate Zero, Nightcrawler, Rustbelt Kid, Benji, Kirby Geek, Pudding, Hyrulean Julian. Thank you guys for being here. If you're just lurking, thank you so much. We do appreciate the lurk. Guys, my book is coming out Sunday at 6 p.m. I'm going to be doing a live stream on Twitch, doing a podcast like Q&A. I'm going to be taking questions from the chat and even putting some people in Discord and taking questions live just like that. So we're going to have a good time. If you're interested in learning about podcasting, you want to check this out. I'll be giving away some of the books, and the books will go up for sale on Sunday. There'll be a ebook and an audio, also an audio version. And then there's the super duper bundle that's going to have tips and tricks from even some of these guys sitting here with me. So, you know, so pretty good stuff. I'm really excited to share it with you. So tune in for that. twitch.tv/n64josh, 6 p.m. Sunday night. We'll see you then. All right. I got a new stream schedule, guys. I'm going to try this for a little bit. Starting tomorrow morning, I'm going to start streaming 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So
crazy.
Yeah, but
still insane.
I just want to see how it goes, just to have a real steady, like, schedule every day. I'll be able to go for about an hour and a half, 2 hours every morning. So, we'll see how it goes, but that's going to start. We also got First Look tomorrow, and we're going to be looking at, I believe the game is called Treadnoughts, which I know zero about right now. We're going to be looking at the Monster Hunter demo that's out. And, there's a few other demos that we'll talk about here shortly. So, with that, let's get to, we're going to mix things up a little bit. We're going to get to know these guys before we get to the news and sales and all that stuff. So, let's get to know the Nintendo Shack. You guys ready?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
All right. So Nintendo Shack is a podcast. You're going to find it on iTunes, Google Play. It's part of a podcast network right?
That's correct.
Donnie, break it down for us. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's the PSVG Podcast Network, which is everywhere. Spotify, Apple Tunes, Google, whatever. Anything you're doing, we're there. I have yet to find one that we're not on. And the PSVG Podcast was like our original starter show. And the idea was we wanted to bring fans of all consoles together and have like a, you know, around the horn. So we had Xbox folks, we had Nintendo folks, we had PlayStation folks and PC players, even though our PC player, Jason, doesn't really play PC. And then it just kind of grew. Like as we started doing it, we had friends that were like, hey, that's cool. We'd like to help. I'd like to do it. And I like to do it. And me being the person that would never wanted to turn anybody away, our team just grew and grew and grew. So we then started siphoning off into other shows. So we started the Nintendo Shack really out of like out of a joke. We used to tease each other because back in the day, this was pre-Switch, the Wii U day was not too hot. And it was a lot of Donnie defending how great Mario Bros. U was to everybody making fun of me. And I was like, guys, you got to play Ollie Ollie. It's great. Like everybody was just making fun of me. So, you know,
that was like the only third party game, right? Ollie Ollie.
Exactly. So we had the Empire, which is our Xbox crew. You know, they called themselves the Empire because they're Star Wars fans. So when they called themselves the Empire, our PlayStation crew dubbed themselves the Island. So I said, well, if you guys are the Empire and you guys are the Island, then what does it make us? And Kevin, our PSVG host proper, goes, you guys are in the shack. So turning water into wine, Nintendo Shack, baby, Shack Life. We'll just take this and own it. And we've just been riding that wave ever since, all the way through the Switch launch. And now everybody wants the Shack. Now we're the hotness. Everybody wants the Shack. And it's a cool thing. We have I kind of like what we do. It's a little different. So I know that some people, you know, they're gonna be like, what? When you download the PSVG Podcast Network or you subscribe to it, we have shows that drop almost every day of the week, definitely during the work week. So we've got PSVG proper that drops every Monday. We have Bored with Video Games, which is a game totally about tabletop. And like they do both. They do tabletop and video games, but it's basically board games. And then we have
Nintendo Shack. B-O-A-R-D with video games, by the way. You have to they're not actually bored.
I forgot about that. They thought they were being cute with that name.
I think it's horrible.
Yeah, but it's only caused confusion. People are like, do you realize you spelled board wrong? Like, they get that all the time. Oh, so, yeah. So, and then we've got Nintendo Shack, which is our Nintendo show. And those are the weekly shows. And then monthly, we do a PSXP, which is a PlayStation show. We do an Empire show, which is all about Xbox. And we also do an Arcadia show, which Caroline's the co-host of, where they do a little retro rewind on something and they give a little historical aspect. So that's all you get from just the PSVG Podcast Network proper.
Wow. That's a lot. That is a lot. So, Carol, I'm going to start with you. Give us, since there's so many of you, we're going to kind of do the like elevator pitch, like quick, like, but give us a brief history of you and Nintendo.
Me and Nintendo. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you guys haven't already seen, I am on Josh's site as one of the featured content creators. So you can read all about that there. But I used to be a Sega Genesis girl, and the tables turned when I was told time and time again by my friends in school that, oh, Nintendo's better than Sega and all this stuff. Whatever. And then I wanted an N64, and it's changed ever since. But that's pretty much in a nutshell. If you guys want
give us a couple of your favorite games and or series of games.
Legend is always my favorite series. Okay. Animal Crossing is my second favorite series. Oh. Fire Emblem probably my third.
Okay.
In terms of games, you know, there are so many that I can't even name. But those are my three, and I'd say probably favorite games have to come out of those three series.
Okay. All right. And you've recently started streaming on Twitch, and where can people watch that?
Yeah. The Nintendame. A lot of your folks have already come over and shown me a lot of love. So shout out to Benji and Royce and Kirby Geek's been in there and Yikum. So like everybody that's come in, you've been awesome. But I'm the Nintendame over on Twitch.
And, very cool.
There you go.
Cool. All right, Jason, your turn. Give us the brief history with Nintendo.
I can't remember the age. I want to say I was like 6 years old. I got the NES bundle with the power pad and the Duck Hunt. It's like the three games in one. You got Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers.
Oh yeah.
and World Class Track Meet on the one cartridge. So I had that bundle, and that's what I you know, that was my first introduction to Nintendo. So grew up with the console, and then I drifted away. You know, I back then, you know, it was like, you find out when the new systems are out, but then your parents are like, well, you already have a Nintendo. Why do you need a Super Nintendo? So you're just on the outside with your face up against the glass, just looking in, wanting to experience. And then I went to a Genesis for a while, and I drifted away from Nintendo for a while, and I got back in with the GameCube. And then I went to PC exclusively for a while. And then I remember I was going to get a Wii. I was like, I don't need graphics. You know, we can't, graphics aren't going to just keep, we can't, we're going to hit that plateau, and it's just not going to matter. We need to have new ways to experience games, new things. And then I was like, I'm not camping out at Walmart for a Wii. So, and then I jumped back in with the Wii U oddly enough, of all things, probably because of Donnie, honestly. That's probably why. And then here I am now, much again rekindling that love for Nintendo. As far as favorite series, it's got to be Smash Bros and Star Fox. Those are like my two. Like, I don't know why I've always loved Star Fox. I think it was, I just like the characters and the style of the game. And even though I've barely played, you know, I've really scratched the surface on a lot of the games. I've only played like, you know, the original in 64 and a couple of the others. But I don't know what it is about it. Always liked it. And Smash Bros. I mean, what can I say? I mean, you already know, Josh. I mean, you do a podcast all about Smash Bros. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, what do you say about that series? Can't wait for Ultimate. It's going to be a great time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what's nice about, you know, Nintendo is I feel like it's always fun. Fun is first, you know, and especially with being in PSVG, we get so much of the viewpoints of other consoles and other things like that. And it's like, it's nice because I feel like as Nintendo enthusiasts, where you just feel akin to everyone, and it's cool to just like, I don't care about Bleeding Edge and things like that. I just like the content of the games, and I like to have fun, and that's what Nintendo always consistently has delivered.
Gotcha. All right. Well, both of you be thinking, you both have one more question to answer, and that is, what are we going to judge you for never playing? So be thinking about that. All three of you can think about it. But Donnie, how about you, man? What's the history with Nintendo and some favorite series?
I got into games a little bit later than I think most of the folks here. I had a Super Nintendo and I had an NES, but it was way, way, way late into the cycle. Like, I never really got up to snuff on day one gaming, probably until the GameCube. And then, so a lot of my Nintendo fandom really resonates really early 64 and then GameCube through Wii U. I sold more Wii U's than Nintendo did, for sure. I was pushing the Wii U and all of the great games that it has for the longest time, flooding message boards, flooding Twitter. I definitely kind of got that reputation. Everybody's just like, dude, this console is dead on arrival. I'm like, you don't understand. The Fatal Frame game is great. You use the gamepad as a camera. Right. I'm trying to tell you guys, like, you don't know what you're missing out on.
Jason, go buy Zombie U. It's $5.
The Zombie U is amazing. Zombie U is so good.
Donnie, there are multiple copies for $2 at GameStop right now. And
that's exactly the game you can stream this Halloween, by the way, tangent aside. My real history is I'm a huge Zelda fan. I always have been. Like, that's the series that always brings me in. I'm always there whenever possible. I also, Pokemon, me and my family, especially now that I have kids. Pokemon, we do all the Pokemons all the time. So I'm constantly doing that with my kids. And then I'm a sucker for anything golf. Everybody knows that. We've been playing Mario Golf on 3DS for what feels like 5 years now. I've been having these random get togethers with people across the internet, finding people to play Mario Golf with. And we've had a nice little successful run for the last 6 months. We've been doing these weekly tournaments for a while now. So if any of the N64 Josh crew wants to play some Mario Golf in 3DS, we have a lunch club that we do every week. Anything Mario Golf, any golf thing, Golf Story, all of it. Jason knows all too well. We were on the direct live, the Golf Story. Oh my God, Golf Story! I lost my mind about that game. The game is so good. It's so good. So.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so be thinking about the question. All right, what are we going to judge you for?
I
get to ask this because I get judged continually, as Kirby Geek points out. Like, this is just to try to deflect judgment off of myself and to the guests that come onto the show. So, Carol, go ahead.
Metroid. I haven't played a single Metroid game.
I didn't know that.
So much judgment.
Yes, you didn't know that.
I don't know.
That's pretty bad.
Don't okay. you remember when Return of Samus was shown at E3 last year? I was like, I'm playing a Metroid game, guys. And y'all were like, oh my god. Yeah. Known about it.
You went on and on about Undertale. Yeah, right.
Undertale is a great game. Oh my gosh. None of these people. Josh, have you played Undertale?
We're not talking about questions for me right now.
Yes!
We're only talking.
Yes! Why?
She can't believe we haven't played it, but she hasn't found anybody.
She hasn't found anybody yet. Right. She found Lucas. She found one person. She found Lucas.
We're all wondering why you have played it.
Because I used to play PC games when we were in the dark days of Wii U. 3 years ago.
Moving right along. I you have a Wii U still, right? Yes, Caro?
Yeah.
So it really could be a Metroid machine for it. You can get Zero Mission. You could get.
Oh, I know. I have a bunch of Metroid games on my shelf.
Just doesn't want to.
For collector's purposes. I have the trilogy on Wii and I just haven't played it.
Well, you should at very least for your stream play Super Metroid.
Yeah. I really want to play the original one too.
At minimum. But at minimum, play Super Metroid.
That's true.
Yeah. It'll change your life. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Jason, how about you, buddy?
I think it's a toss-up probably between either maybe Final Fantasy 3 or Banjo-Kazooie. I'm not sure. I don't know which I'd be judged harsher on. I didn't own an N64, so I mean...
But you haven't played Banjo?
I didn't have a 64. God. Never played it.
I'm afraid to admit this, but the only Banjo... I mean, I've since played them once they came to Xbox, but I played more of the like Banjo-Kazooie nuts and bolts than I did the actual game. So, you know, I'm now absorbing some of that judgment for you, bud. So
yes,
I'm going to pray for you guys.
Yeah. And Jason, what are we going to judge you?
Donnie,
sorry. Okay.
So tell me the root of the question. A game I've never played or never beaten. Like what's the
honestly?
Donnie doesn't. Side note: Donnie does not beat games. He gets bored with them after 10 hours and then sells them
and then buys them again.
Yes,
like I beat more games. I beat more games last year than she has. I beat more games this year than she has. So let's just say that. Okay, let's keep things perspective. Just because you play 200-hour games, you beat two a year. Okay,
300.
Calm down. Calm down.
You guys do this every week, right?
I don't just beat them. I 100% them. There's a difference. 100%.
So it can be, you know, I had never beaten Mario 64. So I got major flack for it. I'm now righting those wrongs, streaming that game. I'm at 35 stars, right? I'm righting the wrongs of my past. So okay. I never completed that. Is there any series that you've never played or series that you really should have, you know, finished? And I'll throw another one. I've never played Majora's Mask, right? This is all.
No, okay. So the other week,
you can skip that one.
Kirby and I were making a list of the N64 games that Josh has to play in order to call himself N64 Josh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't write it down.
SNES, yeah, Josh.
Yeah.
Majora's Mask is definitely the one that you have to do.
It's 32X Josh right now. So
TurboGrafx-16 Josh.
You know, I've tried to go back as you have, and I've tried to go back and make sure that I've kind of at least covered my bases for games that I've never played, especially in the Nintendo space, like as Virtual Console rolled out of 3DS and stuff. Up until last year, I had never beaten Super Metroid. I played it, but I never beaten it. And I did. I went back and beat the game. I did the same thing with Mario 3 a couple years ago. I had always played it. I had never played every level though. I'd always use the whistles to warp to the end. Mm-hmm. I never like actually beaten the game, but I did that a couple years ago. So I'm trying to think. I've never really played an F-Zero game. Like I've booted it up for like a few minutes and been like, nope, I'm out. And I've never really played an F-Zero game. To be honest with you, I don't really understand what all the fuss is about. That's a game that could go to pasture for me. I'm like, whatever. I can live without that.
Nintendo's already let it go to pasture.
Yeah, I'm like, I've got cart. Like every time people, I've never beaten Earthbound. I've never really gotten far into Earthbound. It's another one that I'm kind of like, I mean, it's decent, but, you know, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't age very well.
Yeah.
And I've never done any of, like, the old school RPGs that Caroline loves. This is something her and I go back and, like, I never did, like, the old Final Fantasy things or anything like that. Because I just wasn't really, you know, I didn't have access or wasn't in the ecosphere, you know, in the day. So
Josh,
I feel you, man.
His first full JRPG that he beat, is this correct? Was Xenoblade 2.
So Pokemon Yellow, and then Xenoblade 2 was the second one. Yeah. And that's it. That was it. Now I'm working on Octopath and loving it. And I'm just full of regret that I didn't play other games.
Donnie bought it and sold it. This is what he did with Xenoblade 2.
That's all we needed to hear.
He bought Xenoblade 2 again and is loving it. So he just doesn't learn from his mistakes.
Hang on. All right.
And meanwhile, Caroline's over here.
Oh boy. Here we go.
I beat Xenoblade X, little one. So I've beaten Xenoblade games, and I'm beating Xenoblade 2. I'm playing it. I'm enjoying it. It's a blast. Just because I'm playing Xenoblade X doesn't mean I'm going to like Octopath. They're very different games. They're completely different games. So let's just cool it with the hate. All right?
I ain't hating.
Getting testy here, Caroline.
You guys are... Benji's like, chairs are going to be tossed.
Brother and sister, I met Caroline. I won't take too long, but I met Caroline in a GameStop while we were picking up our Nintendo Switch. And it took 5 minutes of her and I trading these barbs for me to be like, you have to join my podcast. And then I followed up with her for months in emails to make sure she did. I offered to buy her mics and everything. I was like, no, you don't understand. It has to happen. I'm not taking no for an answer. You have to come join PSVG.
Don't think this is creepy or anything, but I really want you to podcast.
Don't think this is creepy or anything, but you have to join the podcast.
It really wasn't that. It wasn't creepy at all.
Like, I've got the emails.
I'm telling you, my retaliation to that, it's not really a retaliation. It's my side of the story. I had just gotten married like a week after we met, and I went through name changes, honeymoon, get a new apartment, more name changes.
You just heard Brian didn't think it was creepy either. Who? He wants you to do what? He said he'd buy what? What?
I didn't even tell him. He's fine with it.
You just got married? I don't care. We need to podcast.
Right? We need to podcast.
Yeah, we need to podcast. All right. Well, very cool. Tell us again, Roka, we're going to do this again at the end of the show, but where, like, any plugs? I know Caro said she's streaming on Twitch. Like, Donnie or Jason, do either of you guys do streaming or YouTube or anything like that you want to plug right now? Jason. Okay.
I casually stream sometimes twitch.tv FluxDay, but I do too many podcasts already. I do the PSVG. I do my own at FluxDepose, FluxDepose.com. And I'm a member of, If We Ran Nintendo, which is hosted on Nintendo Guru, YouTube.com/Nintendo Guru on Friday nights.
Okay. Busy. Yeah. And, Donnie, yourself?
Typically, I stream mainly on the PSVG stuff. So PSVG.blog is our blog, our website. That's where all of our podcast stuff is all hosted. And then twitch.tv/PSVG.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to move on to the downloads for August 16th, and then we're going to get to the sales, and then we've got news. So you guys have to listen to me talk for just a little bit, but, when we get to the sales, I'm going to need help. Cause if I mention a game that you know about that, you're like, that is good, don't miss it, I want you to cut me off and let us know. Okay. So,
got it.
We're going to get to the downloads for the 16th here. All right. So again, this is from Nintendo's PR. The dates are a little wonky the way they do this. I'm not sure why they do it this way, but they are what they are. Some of these games are either already out, coming out today, coming out tomorrow, or possibly coming out as late as next week. So there you go. I'm just going to leave it at that, and I'll go through the games here. Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. I actually know very little about this game. Do any of you guys know? Have you?
You're making a remark.
I know my buddies played it in VR, and oddly enough, one of my Discord servers, one of the guys that like made the game, is a member of our server. So
okay.
My understanding, you have someone that you have to defuse a bomb. Essentially, and you have one person that can actually see the bomb, and the other people that you play with like have the manual and are like talking you through the steps to actually defuse it.
Wow. Interesting. Could be a lot of fun. All right. Walking Dead, the final season.
Talk to Donnie.
Beat it last night.
Nice. Very good. Neo Geo Metal Slug 4. This is... this is the Arcade Archives. Kids, I'm not even going to say the name, guys. I'm not sure.
Oh, God, yeah. Good luck.
I'm not sure on what this is, but it's one of the, you know, it's one of these obscure arcade games from... I'll butcher the name, but it looks like... Like maybe Hori Hori Daisakusen?
Maybe? Hold on, give it to me because I'm the Japanese girl.
There you go. You
where is it?
It's the link in the show notes under coming soon. Under coming soon. So there you go. I'll keep on going and we can come back to it though. Castle Storm is on its way out. Detective Gallo. Game. That was a Wii U game? Okay. Mm-hmm. Flip Over Frog, Funbox Party. Here we go. Johnny's Turbo Arcade Nitro Ball, Manuel Samuel, Next Up Hero, Out of the Box, Persian Knights Sands of Wonder, Polygod, Red's Kingdom, Roboto, I guess. I'm not real sure. Spectrum.
Thank you very much, though.
Tiny Hands Adventure, which sounds hilarious. And Treadnoughts, which we're going to be looking at tomorrow. And that does come out tomorrow as well. It's $10. Carl, did you get a chance to look at that name?
No, I can't find it.
Uh-oh, it's not showing up. Anyway,
I got it on there, but whatever.
I can give you the description. It's an action game that was released from Nichibitsu. In 1987, a kid who has been drawn into the space-time labyrinth from the 23rd century fights to escape from a large track of enemies in order to return to present day. So there you go. Hmm. Yeah. Interesting stuff there.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff coming out. Then as far as demos, we have Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate. That demo is available now. And I believe you can fight three monsters. Animated Jigsaw's Beautiful Japanese Scenery is available now. Monopoly for Nintendo Switch, which that game, as far as I know, has been hot garbage since the day it dropped. And
me and my kids played it. We had fun on our vacation.
Oh, well, good. That's good. That's okay. That's the first time I've heard anything positive about it.
It is all right. It's Monopoly.
Yeah. And then, which, I mean, look, they've got all these licenses with Mario Kart Monopoly and regular Nintendo character Monopoly. Like, why isn't that bleeding over into this?
That's a good point.
Making something great, you know. But anyway, if you want to try it, it's available there. And Morphite is another one that is a new demo available. And guys, the easiest way to find all the demos is to go into the search section of the eShop, hit the A button as if you're going to search for a title, and then you can just hit down once on your analog stick and it says games with demos. You hit that and it unlocks all the demos. You can see them there. Why is it so convoluted? Again, you know, I don't know. But that's that. Let's get to the sales, because as usual, there's about 30 to 50 games on sale. Right. All right. So remember, we got... Not only do we have sales, but we also have some pre-releases that you can download to save a little bit of money on. So a game called Defunct is coming out September 13th. You can get a little pre-purchase deal on that. The classic game that would never be on a Nintendo system, Night Trap. 25th Anniversary Edition, is coming out the 24th of August. You can pre-download it right now, or pre-purchase it right now for $13.49. Interesting that they show on Nintendo's deals, they show the physical copy from Limited Run Games, which I found a little bit interesting that it's not just the regular download tab, you know. So interesting, though. Okay, here we go. Again, there's another few more pre-purchases. Okay, Behind the Screen, Hacky Zack, Kiro Blaster, and Spectrum, and Detective Gallo, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. Now we're getting into the games that are out and that are on sale now. Cosmic Star Heroine, No Reload Heroes. And again, if you guys know of one of these, like, if you're like, oh, this is great, make sure don't miss this, especially if it's on sale, let us know. Okay. Bomb Chicken, which I know in the NPC community, I know Kirby Geek's been playing this game and enjoying it, and she keeps posting clips on Twitter and stuff. So it's, I mean, it just released not that long ago.
Yeah.
And it's part of that. I don't know if you guys noticed this, the pattern that a game launches and about a week and a half later, it's already on sale so that it doesn't fall off of the eShop. It seems to be kind of a thing that's happening, which is, you know, I don't know, a little unfortunate, but Bomb Chicken's good, though. Star Story, The Horizon Escape, Spirit Sphere DX, Die for Valhalla, Legendary 11, which looks
we
like
had an opportunity to review that soccer game, and one of our reviewers on the PSVG team reviewed it, and he did not like it. It's okay. Not recommended.
There you go. The Adventures of Elena Temple. Some of these games are on sale every week too. They never go off sale. They've literally been
this
here
is just the price.
Like since I've started doing this segment, Wizard of Legend, which I know a lot of people have liked. It's not a huge sale, but it is down.
I feel like I heard a lot of good things about that one.
Yeah, same here. Snow Moto Racing Freedom. This looks like a game that your grandma would get you when you were a kid, and you're like. You'd rather get the sweater almost, you know, that's what it reminds me of. But Mulaka, which people liked Mulaka from my understanding. Paper Wars, Cannon Fodder Devastated, Subsurface Circular, Membrane, Superola and the Lost Burgers, Layers
sounds delicious.
Layers of Fear Legacy, Joe Denver Lone Wolf,
Aqua John Denver's Kitty. Long no.
Yeah,
Joe it. Denver. John Denver.
It's a football
John
game.
Lone
it's
Wolf.
It's a football game. Yeah, no. Joe Devers. Yeah, I was just looking ahead. John. No, that's John Elway, not John Denver. John Denver's the musician. Here we go. We're doing it live. I don't care.
My job is done here.
Yes. Aqua Kitty UDX. One to Ja. Try again or walk away. It's like literally.
Oh my gosh.
Black Hole, Eterno Blade, Crypt of the Necro Dancer, Nintendo Switch Edition, Super One More Jump, which I remember just seeing like the. I remember when that game launched, it looked kind of interesting, but I didn't get a chance to try it. Nucleon, Darkest Dungeon, which I've heard good things, Bloody Zombies, Puzzle Box Maker,
Rip Off.
The Coma Recut.
Yes, the Coma Recut is good.
Is good. Okay.
I reviewed it for the team and I played it for Nintendo Switch, and it's a lot like Detention, and it's survival horror kind of Metroidvania type thing. And you got to go across an environment, find the stuff to unlock the doors, to find the note to get out, you know, that type of thing. And it's this one is like, instead of it being like so scary, like the Detention's far more scary, this one's kind of tongue in cheek, kind of Persona ish. Kind of funny. The teacher's got like big teeth and stuff, and it's kind of funny.
Okay.
So, I like it.
Tiny Troopers Joint Ops XL, Whittled Tree Adventures, Hiragana Pixel Party, Blackfall, Bleed. Bleed is down to $407 from $11.99. So,
oh jeez.
Floor Kids, which we loved. We had the devs on the NPC. Really fun rhythm game. Highly recommend checking it out. It's down to $11.94 from $19.90, which is a really great price that it's actually $19.90, you know, so pretty cool there. Red Game without a great name is $1.49.
Of course it is.
Riptide GP Renegade is $3.99.
Pretty good.
Slain Back from Hell. Yodanji Letter Quest Remastered. Green Game.
Ooh, Green Game.
Time Swapper. Yeah, down to $1.49. And Letter Quest is down to $2.99 from $11.99. So they're giving that one away.
It's a good sign.
LA Noir. Down to $24.99.
It's a good price.
Rocket League's on sale for $13.99, which I do recommend picking up. I do believe there's another physical version of Rocket League coming out to the Switch.
So, another one?
Another one, yeah. Farming Simulator Nintendo Switch Edition. I mean,
it's not the real Harvest Moon.
It's still not my Animal Crossing.
Not Stardew Valley either.
$29.99. Heroes of the Monkey Tavern is $4.99. Super Beat Sports, Splasher, which I knew nothing about this until last week when I mentioned this game being on sale for $9.99. Super Nintendad, friend of the show, said this game was developed by people that actually worked on the Rayman series. Wow. And so
it's a fun game. I reviewed it for PSVG. It's a fun game.
Okay, well there you go. So I wanted to make sure I gave it a little bit of love. It's $9.99 down from $14.99. So you can check that one out. Jackbox Party Pack 4, $14.99. Everybody says you should play that. That's what I hear every time I mention it. So Tumblestone down from $14.99 to $4.34. Inversus Deluxe is half price at $7.49. If you haven't picked that one up yet, I do recommend it. It's a lot of fun, and if you have somebody to play on the couch with, or if you want to play online, there's actually quite a bit of content to this game, and it's almost like a modern version of Othello. That's kind of twin stick shooter ish, kind of the way you play. It's not entirely though. So check it out. And I actually think there is a demo for Inversus as well if you want to try it before you buy it.
Oh, cool.
Pankapoo, I guess is how you say it.
Pankapoo.
There you go. A little accent there. Beach Buggy Racing, probably better than Hello Kitty Cruisers.
No, no way.
Ooh. What's the other one? Coffin Chasers? What's the other?
Yeah, yep. The Bridge, which I think I've heard good things about, is only $2.89. Death Squared is down to $8.99 from $14.99, and I and Me is $6.99. So there,
that kitty is adorable. I might have to get it.
There you go.
Oh, no.
There you go. So there are your sales for the Switch. Let's get to the news. There's some crazy news this week. So let's get to the news. All right. Well, Tuesday, we recorded the first episode of the week of the Nintendo PowerCast. Wednesday morning, I wake up to see that the Time Splitters, the Time Splitters name, the brand, everything has been acquired by THQ Nordic. And I couldn't have been more excited. And I don't even think I needed coffee that day because I was so excited to wake up to this news. Are any of you guys Time Splitters fans here? Anybody? Maybe?
Back in my GameCube days, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I played it for GameCube.
Okay.
Future Perfect.
Never played it.
Okay.
Well familiar with it, but I think I played it. I think I played multiplayer on like PlayStation 2 for like a hot minute, but that's about it.
So, huge first-person shooter fan, right? Thanks to GoldenEye and Perfect Dark. Sure. And when Rare got sold to Microsoft, I was very sad. And Time Splitters 2 was the first person shooter on the GameCube that I thought was really worth playing. And the thing that on the box, it said heir apparent to GoldenEye. And when I found out it was ex-Rare employees making this game, I was stoked. And then it had the facility and had some levels from GoldenEye in it and everything. Like, I played a ton of it. The first game was PlayStation 2 exclusive, and then the second game came out on all three consoles. The third game came out on all three. I played the third one on the Xbox because it had online.
Yeah.
And the GameCube didn't because Nintendo didn't think it was important. And so, fingers crossed, they talk about acquiring all three games. So maybe we see like an HD trilogy come out sooner than later, and then maybe see the fourth.
Do you think they could do that with like licensing and everything? Like, do they own the licenses to all of the back catalog too?
I think they bought it.
That's they just get. I just thought they got the IP.
No, according to the official release, they got the rights for all three games.
Ooh, now that would be awesome. Nice. That would be cool. Nice.
So
decent stories for first person shooters. That's why I always play them.
Yeah, so. And they're very much a 90s shooter, but like kind of similar to in a way to certain characters in Overwatch or certain characters in Paladins or Doom is very much like, I don't even think you can jump in Time Splitters. I don't, just like you couldn't in Perfect Dark or in GoldenEye. I don't think there's a jump. It's just run and shoot and have fun, you know. And there's a monkey gun that looks like the RCP-90 that fires like 64 bullets at once. So, like, you know, it took me forever to unlock that thing, but it was well worth it.
Wait, it fires how many bullets at once?
I think it's like 64, like really, really fast, just unloads the whole clip. So pretty, pretty cool. Wow. Let's see here. Next on the list. This is big, guys. This is big. So thanks to Forbes.
Of all places.
Shout out to Forbes, okay? Because they leaked. They weren't supposed to let everybody know that Diablo 3 was coming to the Switch, but they did. Why am I so happy about it? Well, one, I've never played Diablo, so I'm going to get to try this for the first time. Go ahead and judge me. And
I was going to say, ooh, that's a good one for that list of yours. Yep,
exactly. Yeah. Never played it. But two, the article I wrote for this game, because I wasn't under any kind of embargo, it's the most viewed article I've ever had on my website.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, and I'm talking, like, by a long shot. Like, so pretty, pretty stoked about that. So, shout out to Forbes. Thank you. But Diablo 3 coming this fall with exclusive Nintendo content. So, who's the Diablo pro here? Who can break down what Diablo is?
Ooh, pro? Well, I haven't played it since Diablo 2, and I'm playing PC. It's been a long time.
I've played every version of Diablo, so I guess that's me. Diablo is the quintessential action RPG. It pretty much like is the game that's go to in the genre. You know, you has a great gameplay loop. You have a character. You go through, slaughter monsters, get gold, get items, level up, upgrade your skills, repeat. You know, you have they invented, for me at least, it was the first game I played that had a skill tree, the whole skill tree system that was adapted into like World of Warcraft and things of that nature, where you have just have to spend skill points, unlock skills, you have to get certain skills to unlock more, allows you to specialize in certain things. But I mean, that's like the big appeal, I think, with Diablo, is just to go through, kill hordes of monsters, get better loot, repeat. I never played like Diablo 3, I didn't play nearly as much on PC, especially the new content that's coming. Well, the newer content that's included in this release on the Switch. Because I know there's some like modes they added to it that people loved. Plus, they got, you know, added, I think, an additional two classes that I never played as. But I've always loved Diablo, Diablo 2 especially. So I'm very anxiously awaiting to get in on this one. And I'll happily pay $60 for a game that came out in 2012.
Right. I mean, we see it in the chat. I've seen it online a lot. Like, you know, I'm looking at it going, this is brand new to me. So $60 is no big deal. Right.
Yeah.
For a game that I've never experienced. I've seen also people saying, is this a game you really want to play with a controller instead of clicking a mouse?
I heard that like once they ported it to Xbox and PlayStation, I heard that the people in my echo chamber that were on those platforms loved it, the way it played with the controller. Blizzard did a really nice job, I guess, making it work. So
the thing that gets me excited about this game is, well, first, I mean, it's Blizzard, right? I went and did a little bit of research. The last game I could find that was made by Blizzard on a Nintendo console was Super Nintendo I could find.
Wow.
So,
you know, Kevin, if he's still in the chat, Kevin actually looked up the games last night. I don't know if it went that far.
StarCraft on N64.
There it was. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There was StarCraft 64.
Yeah.
Okay. So
unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, that
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, the quick research I did, see a handful of Super Nintendo games. Like,
yeah. Was it, was Blackthorn one of theirs too? I know Lost Vikings was, but
yeah, none of the names looked very familiar to me as games that I really recognized. But but the other thing is I mentioned during the a book to pick up on Audible was Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, and they get into the story of Diablo 3 and how they kind of really screwed up when they launched the game. And they had a very faithful community that was like, we're not doing this. Like this, like they really felt nickeled and dimed. And
yeah,
you know, good on Blizzard for like turning the whole thing around. So Rock and Roll Racing. That's the one that I do remember.
That's it.
That's the one. Thank you, Ted.
And Kevin said it's been like 18 years. It's almost like two decades, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I forget how problematic that D3 launch was. That was bungled for sure.
Where they had to like remake the like entire grind like equipment system, and then they had it to where like users could sell stuff to each other, but then they had to take it out because it was like it was being nerfed. People were taking advantage of it. They were selling stuff.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
So, which is, I mean, this is all quite, you know, it's pretty funny because they teased the whole like Diablo logo head, whatever, on a Switch, right? A few months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh no, nothing's coming.
That was unintended. There's no reference.
Yeah.
Nothing. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. And now most of the major news outlets are reporting that it's up to the development team if Overwatch can be put onto the Switch. Initially it was like, no, it's never happening. We've heard this, and they said it with Hearthstone as well, right? Like, and
yeah,
now it's like we might actually see more of these. I mean, look, Blizzard, they obviously like money. I mean, they make it hand over fist, right? And putting these games out on the Switch, that's now the fastest selling console in history, right? I mean, it seems like a pretty good fit. And Paladins is rocking and rolling on the Switch.
I think that has to be their best like test case for Overwatch is the success of Paladins. I mean,
yeah. And I don't know I don't know numbers wise how Paladins is doing, but I know the game plays well and
yeah. I love it.
So. I know every
that,
time
that's all, if I love it, that has to be, that has to be, yeah, it. It's, that it's, has to be it.
It's got to be.
Josh, what's your take though? Cause I've had some people have this conversation and I find it interesting. It's like the production quality of that announcement video. Cause I know in the Kotaku article, they had said that it was originally intended that Diablo was going to get announced today, supposedly. But man, that with Reggie and everything, that felt very direct like to me. And I almost like some people are talking, like wondering if that got ripped from a potential future direct that they, you know, because of the fleet, they had to push the announcement and just release that on its own.
So the moment that Forbes leaked this, the first thing I thought was, this explains why E3 felt weak in the games department from Nintendo, because they knew this was coming, but they didn't share it with us, right? They didn't. Mm-hmm. We didn't know about it, and so all of a sudden, fall is now filling up, where before it was like, well, I mean, yeah, Mario Party, Pokemon, Smash, but.
I think Mario Party, Pokemon, Smash is huge for any fall.
There are not
a lot of first party companies putting more out there than that.
No.
Caroline and I argued for 6 months about this. I kept trying to remind folks that we are never going to get Pokemon, Smash, Fire Emblem, you know, a 3D Mario, a 2D Mario, and a Metroid.
Animal Crossing.
We can't shove them all in a season.
No. The reason we don't now, especially, is because there's third party games, right? Yep. Which is, it sucks as the consumer going, yes, I want to play Animal Crossing right now. I want to play, if there's going to be a new Pikmin, I want to play Metroid. I wanted to play that Yoshi game. I want to play Nintendo first party titles, right? That's why I've been a Nintendo fan for over 30 years. But unlike the Wii U, where there was massive drought so that Nintendo could make sure they put out quality games, now they can put out quality games and not have to worry about the system being a ghost town, because you've got Dark Souls coming out. You've got Diablo coming out. It's still weird they didn't tell us about this at E3. But at the same time, when we see how gigantic Smash is, I feel like they want Smash to be on the forefront of everybody's mind. And then, yes, there's also these other games coming. But at the same time, they want to make sure they market this well enough that Blizzard has a good return on investment for putting this on the Switch as well.
I think there's a lot to be said, though, the fact that Diablo and Dark Souls, they're still ports. So, like, we're excited that it's coming. I know, like, specifically for me, I haven't played it. You haven't played it. So we're excited. It's new to us. But it's still a port. And I don't know if you want to showcase a port of a game on your grandest stage, because then maybe the news story is Nintendo doesn't have new games to show. They're showing you old games. Whereas by giving Smash its time in the sun, because Smash was going to overshadow anything that you put out there. That's why they threw out games like Nex Machina. But by doing that, then they can do this now. And now what's the hotness? Now you're getting Diablo. Because the folks that don't care because it's not E3. Right? There's nobody out there who's like, oh, Diablo 3 is coming to Switch, because it's not an E3 announcement. There's not that standard that everybody's holding everybody to, like, this is E3, you better bring it. Now everybody's just like, oh, that's cool, Diablo 3 is coming. And then there's folks like you and I that are super excited about it.
Yeah, and just wonder how we're going to find time to play all this.
Play everything, stuff, right? Yeah, exactly.
Especially a game like Diablo, which from my understanding is quite a investment, which also has like the hardcore mode, right? Where you can die and lose all your progress. So
yeah, I'm not doing that.
I can't wait. That's going to be the best thing ever on stream. Like, I'll probably cry when it finally happens. Like, knowing me,
this rare hammer I get.
Yeah. I'll walk off an edge. I'll be like, can you guys believe this? And I'm still holding left. And there I go. Like,
plus we get co-op, right? We can do in teams of four, and we get the Ganon armor.
Right. Which, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It fits right there. I got to get the Ganon armor. That's going to be awesome.
Got to have it. Got to have it. So Diablo 3 coming this fall. I believe pre-orders are up as of recording. So, from the rumor mill, new Super Mario Bros. U rumored to be coming this fall. Also, this is from comicbook.com. I think we talked about this a little bit when I was on your guys' show back a few months ago, where I put out an article about this and somebody with a, you know, kind of some insider information was like, one of those is actually coming.
Mm-hmm.
More and more it's pointing to this game. According to the comicbook.com article, it will have Super Mario Bros. U, Luigi U, and some new content.
What I want to know is, are they going to keep the U, because obviously that was for the other system? Do they make a port and rename it?
So the other thing they mentioned in the article was that it could be called Wii U Deluxe, or I'm sorry, U Deluxe. So New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe.
Now it's the edition.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still crossing my fingers that it's Super Mario All-Stars 2, and it just has all of the
that box art that you shared was so good. It got me so excited. Right. I was in there in Discord. I was like, man, that is too good. They're not going to do it, but that's
no, they won't. They won't. But yeah, so who knows what the extra levels are, that kind of stuff. It's a great game. It's probably the best game in the new Super Mario, in the new Super Mario series. The biggest complaints are just kind of the artwork is a little bit bland, except for on the fifth world, right, where it looks like a Picasso painting. But as far as
world is really good,
like level design and everything, it made me feel like I was playing Super Mario World as a kid, and that's what I've wanted since I played Super Mario World as a kid. So
it plays really well co-op, and then they really marketed the game around that. I think it's worth mentioning they got to strip out all of that Miiverse stuff. I've recently went back and replayed through that game with my Wii U. And, it sucks because it's so baked into everything. All the messages, all the chat bubbles, all the balloons. And when you play it now on Wii U, you just get error messages you have to click through constantly. So not like that's going to be a big deal, but like all it's got to get out. And I wonder if you get rid of it all, I wonder if anything will feel like it's missing. I definitely think it deserves like a fresh coat of paint. I think you're right. It's a little edgy for my liking, for like what you would expect out of it. It's a little edgy. And typically when we see ports like Donkey Kong and Hyrule Warriors, when they come over, you know, like we get an upgrade in like brightness and just a little bit, like just the polish level goes up a bit. And I think this game could benefit greatly from that.
Yeah, it really could. It really could. And the other thing is too, there was a whole mechanic where you could use the stylus on the gamepad and create blocks.
That's right.
And so I'm wondering if you can hold like the fifth person or the third person, whoever could actually, maybe there'll be a pointer and they can use a Joy-Con detached from the system and kind of create blocks that way.
Can you play single Joy-Con still and like shake like you would a Wii Remote and all that? That's how my kids play.
Yeah. I mean, which was so brilliant when they did that on the Super Mario Bros. Wii, because how many times have you handed somebody a like the NES controller when you were a kid and they go to jump and they throw their hands up, right?
Yeah.
Like it happened all the time. And then they finally had that mechanic in a game. So anyway, could be coming soon.
I mean, if it drops this fall, I always bring this up on Shaq. Nintendo typically loves to sell you a Mario game and a Zelda game. Like, the just history proves that as much as possible, they try to get one, if not both, of those franchises in every holiday shopping season. So typically we'll get a new one, and then they'll do a port a year until another new one comes. So, I mean, it makes sense. And if it does, if this is true, just like you said before, man, the fall lineup is packed. Like, we have games to play every month.
Yeah, it's it. And you can't forget, too, about the 3DS and, like, Luigi's Mansion remakes coming out also. Yes.
You know, so. I still say, based on what we saw in the Simon Belmont teaser, we're getting a Luigi's Mansion 3. Because his Poltergeist was completely different.
Totally different, yep.
And it would make sense that they just throw a 3D remake of the original on 3DS just to get people into the series. Be like, hey, here's the first game if you want to try it out. If you're interested, here's the new game that's coming out.
Metroid and Luigi's Mansion 3 confirmed. Caroline.
I want Luigi's Mansion so badly. I would forever for Dark Moon.
Yeah, there. I've only played Dark Moon, but what I've played, I really, really liked.
Have to get the first game. It's wonderful. Yeah,
both of them are great.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Last little bit of news here. The Messenger, which is one of the games I got most excited for when I saw it was during an Indies Direct. It looks like a Ninja Gaiden remake, but you can switch the graphics from old school to like 8-bit to 16-bit kind of. And that's coming August 30th to the Switch. So exciting stuff there. Well, guys, we did it. This wasn't a mini. We're right at that hour mark. But Caro, why don't you tell us where we can find you and some of your content?
Oh my God. Well, I'm the Nintendame everywhere, guys. I'm even here in Josh's chat most of the time. You can find me on Twitch, where I do my streams, Twitter, where I just talk about everything, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
MySpace.
I wish MySpace were still a thing.
Angel Fire.
Farmers Only.
Angel Fire. GeoCities. Farmers Only. Yeah, hit me up at the Nintendo Dame. You know, Dame like a girl. That's the joke.
All right, Jason, how about you?
I'm on Twitter at JW Lacey. You find me. I'm in Josh's Discord. We can find us on the Make Us Better Discord. Oh, I do have a website, flextopose.com. Encourage you to check it out. And yeah, I'm everywhere. You'll find me. I have faith.
And Donnie, how about you, bud?
Find me on Twitter at Play Nintendo. And I would just ask.
Ain't no G's.
Ain't no G's and Play Nintendo. That's right. I just ask that your folks, if they're looking for another podcast, give us a try. PSVG Podcast Network. I know you may not think you want to listen to the other shows, but if you come by for Shaq, you stay for Shaq, maybe you get into board games, maybe you get into something else. That's kind of our thing. You stop in for one show, and maybe we warm you up to the other ones.
Hey, there you go. All right, guys. And I mean, I stumbled upon you guys. Like, I was just looking for Nintendo podcasts and happened to come across it. You know,
internet's best kept secret, man. Shaq.
Yeah. There you go.
That's good, Josh.
Good stuff.
I just was looking for podcasts.
There you Shaq go. Life.
Right. Shaq Life.
And hey, everybody, you want to make sure that, like, if you play any kind of Mario Golf on the 3DS, you got to get in on this. Like, it was like the biggest dust storm ever when I blew off the DS and
Mario Golf. I bought the game for this to join in on this. Yeah. I did not own Mario Golf prior.
Some few people have bought DLC, but I think Donnie and I are still the captains of the DLC group.
Oh, yeah. I bought that game in the DLC the day it came out.
Have you guys posted scores for this week's tournament?
Not yet. No. Not yet.
There's been some smack talk being posted. I'd just like to let Andy know in case he's listening. I've already beaten your score, Andy. Oh, yeah. So get back out there and get
your man.
Yeah, he was like, I'm in it too. And I just laughed. I was like, two.
We're in a league of our own over here.
Oh boy.
I love it though. I love it. Guys, you can be able to follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. You can follow this show at NPowerCast. The show notes for this episode will be available at N64Josh.com/NPC120. That's 120. You can email the NPC at NPC@N64Josh.com. Remember, if you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. Check out Blood, Sweat, and Pixels if you want to know the history of Diablo 3. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat. Go to N64Josh.
sixforjosh.com/OPC to automatically save $10 at checkout. Guys, if you want to get yourself an exclusive podcast each month, or two podcasts, because I'm going to record a couple this week, this month for Patreon, you go to patreon.com/n64josh. We also got t-shirts available at n64josh.com/store. Remember to join the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Come hang out. Come play some Smash. Come play some Rocket League. Come play some Fortnite. Come play some Paladins, Mario Kart, Splatoon. Like, it's always hopping over there. So a lot of good people to talk games with, and, you know, just life. It's been a little bit of a crazy week in there with stuff that's been going on. So come hang out. We'd love to have you. Lastly, if you have a second and you can rate and review this show on iTunes, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We're getting so close to having 200 reviews. So if you got a second and you listen on iTunes, you could do that. Really, really appreciate that. Nintendo Chat crew, thank you guys for joining me tonight. Chat, Twitch, thank you guys for being here with us live. We'll see you guys Tuesday. Remember to come hang out on Sunday night to check out my book. Later, guys.